Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 10, 1905. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I am so much pleased with your good letter that all is moving in harmony, that my heart gives thanks to our Heavenly Father. If these two sanitariums will draw in even cords, then the work will move much more pleasantly and after the order of the Lord. In a letter received from Brother Ballinger, he speaks as though it would not be wisdom to keep Brother Santee as president of the conference. But while I cannot see that he is qualified to fill the bill in such an important position, who present themselves as preferable? The suggestion has been made that you shall take the place. Now, while I greatly desire that there should be a different element in the character of the managing force in the South as president of the conference, still, the most difficult problem would be presented. Who shall be the manager of the sanitarium at Glendale? Everything possible needs to be done to carry on in that sanitarium a more thorough change than has been possible prior to the settlement in Glendale. Yourself and wife can do much to mold things in proper order. May the Lord help you all to maintain the credit of conformity, the highest pattern, which means Christ formed within, the hope of glory. To be meek is to be like the saints in light. God's glory is to be kept before the eyes, and the appreciation of Bible truth will make us followers of God as dear children. This adjusting of the Glendale Sanitarium seemed to be a difficult matter, but the Lord will help everyone who will work in right lines. But I must stop here. I think there is help for the sanitarium in Paradise Valley. Brother Russell is a bookkeeper and a man that will make himself useful wherever he is. Now, he does not wish to connect with the food factory, and if he can be secured for Paradise Valley and give Brother Ballinger more freedom in other lines to labor as an evangelist, it would be more as God would have it. And Brother Russell is to grow in capabilities and become a more responsible man, bearing the burdens in different lines. I wish you to consider these things I mention, and may the Lord bless you and Brother and Sister Simpson to do a good work each in their several order. Brother and Sister Burden, Brother and Sister Simpson, all to draw in even cords. I can write no more. In much love to all dear friends.